It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you. Call 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can leave me a voicemail. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I'm glad we got that out of the way.
And now it's funny because I'm getting all this attention, but I'm like, yep. I really couldn't care.
Julia Fox is setting the record straight.
If she really couldn't care less, she wouldn't be addressing it. But the fact that this talentless idiot, oh, she was so good in Uncut Gems, the way she played that woman. Oh, well, I'm not saying it could have been any gender, but what I'm saying is she really didn't do anything in Uncut Gems that made you go, oh my God, Julia Fox, so talented.
And now it's funny because I'm getting all this attention, but I'm like, I really couldn't care.
Julia Fox.
Like, you're letting it get to you because you're bringing it up by saying, I could care less. Even though you can very much care. You care so much that you need to get over it.
Fox is setting the record straight. She is not dating Kanye West for clout.
No, she's dating him, but he's a nice guy.
Period. I mean, sure. Julia may have secured the bag with the billionaire when she hooked up with Ye, but
yeah, no one was really talking about her. You never heard anything about her. She was in one of the best movies of all time, and nobody is talking about her. No one takes Uncut Gems seriously because it's Adam Sandler. But let me tell you right now, that acting and the way it ended, brilliant.
But she's insisting that dating men with money is just her type.
I'm not with him because of his clout, but I like men with money. That makes no sense, honey.
On the latest episode of her podcast, yeah, Forbidden Fruits, Julia shut down any speculation that she's dating Ye for fame or money.
Oh, she totally shut it down because we're just going to agree with what she said. Like, let's hear if she really defended herself, because maybe she actually really brought the heat.
She even went on to say she, quote, really couldn't care about all the attention she's been getting as of late.
Like, okay.
People are like, oh, you're only in it for the fame. You're in it for the clout. You're in it for the money. And it's like, honey, like, I've dated billionaires.
Honey, I've dated billionaires. No one knew that because none of them were famous. But, oh my God, I began dating the most famous billionaire. But you're going to believe me that I'm only with men. Shut up.
My entire adult life. Okay.
I can't imagine dealing with that voice. I'm from Los Angeles and I'm entitled.
Okay, let's keep it real.
She even went on to add that she cares more about what she's putting out there.
Well, you're putting out bad vibes, so you should care about that. Oh, Julia Fox, genuine person I want to hang out with.
To the universe.
No, I really don't. I just care about, like, making my art, like, putting things into the world.
What art? I got an NFT of a talentless idiot.
Like, that's it. That's really, I care about, like, my art getting, like, watch my movie. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, read.
What movie? Oh, yeah, that movie with Julia Fox. Well, she was, what movie? Okay. Maybe I'm just being a little unfair here. I might be a little bit shot out of the cannon right away. Let me go to her IMDb, see what she's done. Uncut Gems, obviously. That's what she's known for, it says. Oh, let's see here. She was in No Sudden Move. Whoa! That was really a big movie. Never heard of it. 6.5 out of 10. And a group of criminals are brought together. Yeah, she's always a like hot chick that hangs out with the bad boys, like in Uncut Gems. Mm. Sounds like she has a type. She was in a short called Paradise. She was in Acting for a Cause. She was in The Great American Mud Wrestle. Yeah. She was in Jack Boys, a music video. She has 10 credits. Oh, but I'm such a well-known actress. She was in PVT Chat. Oh, that's a good one, right? And she was in something called Puppet. And I'm not saying this to be like rude. I'm legitimately saying she's dating Kanye for clout. Those were horrible names. Oh, and she's in a podcast series called Day by Day, which is how she's taking her career, and she's failing, which is why she needs to date millionaires for clout.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations of where you can purchase their product in person in Florida. But if you don't live in Florida, don't worry. Don't have a panic attack even though you're missing out. You can order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com and then tweet them and tag them on Instagram at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Let us know what you cook up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Oh, my God.
This little guy.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro! I love you! Bizarro!
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Hi, my name is Rufus. I'm a Gen Xer, and I have small D energy, which means I'm threatened by Pete Davidson. So everything he's ever done on SNL sucks. How dare he get beautiful women?
Any Gen Xer that is mad that I just did that impersonation is mad because it hit home.
Van of the sea.
Even though Pete Davidson is a Saturday Night Live veteran at this point,
it is weird to think about Pete Davidson being a vet.
His appearance in a recent sketch was anything but smooth sailing. So last night, as a part of a segment on Weekend Update.
Oh, I love Weekend Update, the way that they're so not completely liberal.
Pete joined Colin Jost and guy who just bought a boat.
Colin Jost. Oh, he puts the pretentious and pretentious.
Again, update. Pete joined Colin Jost and guy who just bought a boat.
Sounds hilarious.
AKA Alex Moffat to discuss.
Who? Oh, yeah. Alex Moffat, a real funny guy on SNL. Oh, he brings the one-liners. Anybody who finds SNL funny is either incredibly liberal and unlikable. Totally didn't mean to put liberal and then unlikable in the same sentence. Or people that live in the past and go, it was funny when they had Jim, when they had John Belushi, rather Jim sucks, but when they had John, man, it was so funny. So I'm going to take that energy of living in the past and think the current SNL is funny.
Part of a segment on Weekend Update, Pete joined Colin Jost and guy who just bought a boat, a.k.a. Alex Moffat, to discuss the Staten Island ferry that he and Colin just bought together with a third partner on January 19th.
Yeah. I can only imagine what that experience is like when Colin Jost and Pete Davidson both get a ferry. Running some trains, switcheroo skis. No, not. You know Pete Davidson covets and just loves every second of Kim. You're not getting any of this. And then Colin's like, well, you could have Scarlett Johansson. Ah, she's washed up. Ah. Ah, give me a second. I'm ready. Let's do this.
Unfortunately, Pete couldn't deliver his lines well because he just couldn't stop laughing at Alex's nautical euphemisms.
Oh, and you know Lauren Michael hated it.
You're supposed to respect the art of Saturday Night Live. You cannot break character at all because that ruins the art of this once funny show.
A show that has been so unfunny that the last time it was funny, George Bush was in office.
During the segment, Pete shared his reaction over everyone's obsession with his latest purchase.
I know even the mayor tweeted about it, which is how I found out we have a new mayor.
He's the only funny one there.
What happened to Bloomberg?
There he is, breaking character, high as hell on some sativa.
Then later on, Pete ended up fully breaking character after Alex joked that his boat was the width of a tuna can.
You know he had some freaky sex with Kim that morning, and he's just failing at endorphins while trying to, you know, get rid of his panic attack.
Pete ended up fully breaking character after Alex joked that his boat was the width of a tuna can. And, I mean,
that's so funny.
Just take a look and see what he really meant by that.
Well, actually, our boat is 300 feet long.
Ew. Oh, wow.
Look, it's the width that counts. Mine's like a tuna can.
Get it? He's talking about penis. Oh, SNL is so funny. And the Gen Xers hate on us for liking TikTok. It's no different. If anything, you watch a skit for 30 seconds and then move on with your life.
And as the segment concluded, Pete continued to laugh at the rest of Alex's jokes before revealing the long-running punchline through it all.
What, that I'm just happy to be here?
No shame in paying for a tug. Kojo knows what I'm talking about.
Alex Moffitt, you're terrible.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
Alex Moffitt, coming to your local comedy club. I'm sure that's going to sell out.
Even though Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas recently announced that they welcomed their first child together through surrogacy.
Wasn't it crazy how they just had a kid and no one cared?
It actually turns out that Priyanka dropped the secret months ago. Back in November of 2021, during the Netflix comedy special, Jonas Brothers Family Roast, Priyanka hinted that her and Nick were expecting as a part of the comedy routine. She poked fun at her and Nick's age gap.
Yeah, it's going to get a little old when she's getting a little older. Nick's got all these 20-somethings going, my dad was a big fan of you.
Instagram popularity, and of course, the swirling rumors surrounding a possible pregnancy. She said, quote, we're the only couple who doesn't have kids yet, which is why I'm excited to make this announcement. Sorry, babe.
Oh, that sounds hilarious. Oh, the roast of the Jonas Brothers. Oh, the real meat slapper.
And then after a long pause, she jokingly said, Nick and I are expecting to get drunk tonight and sleep in tomorrow.
I wonder how bad her hangovers are.
The audience immediately started laughing once she delivered the punchline.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there wasn't a flashing sign that said, please laugh.
Good one, Pri. Anyway, the couple celebrated their third wedding anniversary last December, and about a month later, they announced that they have become parents in identical Instagram posts. Without sharing the baby's name or sex, they shared, quote, we are overjoyed to confirm that we have welcomed a baby via surrogate.
I just don't think the baby knows which gender it is yet.
We respectfully asked for privacy during this special time as we focus on our family.
We want everybody to respect our privacy by talking about the fact that you need to respect our privacy. So by doing that, we're actually making the news. But if we really wanted to have our privacy respected, we actually wouldn't say anything. Oh, that's celebrities 101. You're a bunch of liars and hypocrites. Oh, I don't want the attention. I don't want the attention. Can I have a little bit of attention?
And ever since the two met at the 2017 Met Gala, they have expressed their excitement of expanding their family in the future.
I met my wife at the Met Gala. She's totally not with me for the clout.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
That was very mean of me. I am sure Priyanka Chopra had so many fans for Nick. Oh, she was a real... She actually kind of was. In 2016, the government of India honored her with this award, and she's named one of the most influential people in the world and one of the most 100 powerful. Yeah. She was in a movie called Barf. Oh, that was a good one. She was in a lot of movies from overseas. So it's probably, I just ate my words a little bit, but, you know, she doesn't, never mind. This following segment was brought to you by FitzAge Fitness. I can at least admit when I'm wrong, okay? I've been right about everything else. This is the first time in the history of the planet that Ryan Hoppe was incorrect about something. I always got good grades in class. I never piss anybody off, and I'm a delight to live with. So sorry that I got the Priyanka Chopra info wrong. Okay? Glad we got that out of the way, even though you wouldn't have noticed. This following segment was brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I am pleading to you to believe. Go to fit_sage_fitness on Instagram. And if you don't live in Tampa Bay, don't freak out. You can sign up for a workout at FitzAgeFitness.com virtually. So there's always a reason to work out. Just got to make it happen, Captain.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
It was a crazy weekend of NFL football, and every girlfriend and every wife out there cannot wait for this whole playoffs to be over with. 856-49-HOPPY. Oh, man. So I never played football growing up. I wasn't coordinated. I wasn't good at anything. I wasn't talented. I wasn't fun. I wasn't cool. I wasn't anything. But I will tell you, I'm a very empathetic person, so I can feel things during NFL games. So that's going to be the way that I address my opinions on the NFL this weekend, because I watched all the games, and if I missed the Bengals game, because I was out at a fancy dinner, I did watch all the highlights. So, and I listened to a lot of sports radio today, so I kind of got the grip on the games. I'm not going to say I watched every single first down and every single commercial, because it does seem like the NFL is becoming just a bunch of commercials. Like, I don't know what made me had that. I don't know what made me have that epiphany, but literally it's a few minutes of action. Like, somebody commented on my post on Facebook, and they said there's actually just 11 minutes of action in an NFL game, which is true. There's a lot of time going down. And this listener goes, who looks like a dude who's a pizza delivery driver and hates his life, goes, actually, there's 60 minutes of playing time. It's like, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Shut the fuck up, you literal asshole. Shut up. I hate that. I'm going to be a literal troll. Because even when I get to the top of the mountain with a woman, I get soft. I have small dick energy and I'm very self-conscious. Shut up. Shut the hell up. Annoying. But it just seems like the NFL is just commercials. So then I watched the game. With the Bengals and Titans, I don't know, man. I don't know why everybody was so high and mighty on Ryan Tannehill this year for the Titans. They lost to the Texans, they lost to like some games that they really should have won. And then even some of the games that they won, you were like, that was because of the defense and Derrick Henry or the other running back. And like, what made you think that Ryan Tannehill was just going to roll into the playoffs and not be the average quarterback that he was for the Dolphins and currently for the Titans? What made you think that Ryan Tannehill, who kind of seems a little self-conscious, who kind of seems like he doesn't really command or even demand a room, just kind of sits there, what made you think that Joe Burrow wasn't going to go in and just, even though he didn't crush him, he made Ryan Tannehill, that veteran, look like a bitch? He did. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And Joe Burrow, man, this isn't saying much, but Joe Burrow could literally get any girl he wanted in Cincinnati. Again, not saying, no, it's not me being sexist. If he were a cheerleader, I would say if the cheerleader could get any man in Cincinnati, that wouldn't be saying much. The radio there is hack. The women there are not the best looking. The men there are not the best looking, and they're really into bad radio, so I really wouldn't put them past. You know what I'm saying? Never mind. Well, the thing with Joe Burrow is he can get any girl he wants in Cincinnati. That dude runs the town now. And now we get to see him versus Patrick Mahomes. Oh, and I'll get to that game. I don't know, man. I just wanted to see the Bills beat the Chiefs, man. And I'm not even the biggest Buffalo fan. I'm not really a big fan of the Bills Mafia. Hey, let's break our backs on some tables. I'm not really big on that. I don't really look at it and go, oh, I'm so proud to be an American today. There's no reason why other countries make fun of us because they all think that every sports fan is like a Bills fan. Like, you know when you're going out on a date and the girl asks you, do you watch sports? And you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's like, oh, so you watch the sports ball, do you? Well, literally, she thinks, or whoever says sports ball, do you, is literally thinking that every sports fan is like the Buffalo Bills fans. Like, those fans make all sport fans look awful. Let's get drunk and run around in negative 10 degree weather because we're suppressing the fact that we live in Buffalo, New York. Yeah. God, go away. Stop it. But I will say, Josh Allen is very likable. He's the underdog. He's kind of a big deal. And I'm just over Patrick Mahomes, man. And it really has nothing to do with Patrick Mahomes. Because he seems like a nice guy. He seems cool. He's doesn't even seem like he cheats. I mean, that... No. I need to pull it up. His wife, Brittany, this could be any gender. She is like... You could tell just loves the attention of dating Patrick Mahomes and being married. I think she's married. I don't know. But literally, she just goes, meh. It made my cat run. Here she is spraying Chief fans with champagne last night. Her and Jackson Mahomes, who I'll get to in a sec. Yay, let's spray champagne on people. Some people might not want to get wet. And you probably, if you didn't know much about Brittany, you probably thought she was, you know, not that bad. And you're going, Ryan, you're being kind of a shock jock. She can't be that annoying. And Patrick's like, God, I just want to lay down for a second.
Do the dishes! I'm totally not making it about me! I'm totally, even though I'm his high school sweetheart, I'm totally not being a cloud chaser!
And then here's Jackson Mahomes, which, okay. Jackson Mahomes said something on his TikTok bio that was very telling. Jackson Mahomes' bio on TikTok, because he acts with all this bravado, he acts with all this confidence. But really, he's just a self-conscious nerd who now is popular because his brother is one of the best football players ever. And Jackson Mahomes has no talent, so he contributes nothing to the planet but being a good son or whatever. What I'm saying is, Jackson Mahomes' bio says something to the effect of, I get bullied a lot on here. And it wasn't that he used the word haters or people don't like me. It was the fact that he said bullied because he's like 20, 21 years old, so he's a little immature. and he kind of acts like a high schooler. It made me realize, I think he's just trying to be cool. I don't think there's an ill intent in his body. I think he's not made to be famous. I'm doing this TikTok dances, bro. Look at me, man. I totally am doing the TikTok dances. Doing this new thing where I twerk. Because that's the way to get famous in the entertainment business, is to twerk and be a psycho fiend. I ain't talking about anybody. Can you imagine? I bet even if you're underneath that press box, you totally don't think that they're going to be that annoying. Because you know Chiefs fans are either really not a fan of them or trying to defend them. But even if you hear this from your press box, you know, you're like, oh, God. Patrick literally is the most humble dude. He goes up to Josh Allen and is looking for him while the whole Chiefs kingdom is cheering. You literally have the quarterback being a humble dude, and you got Jackson Mahomes and Brittany and his mom to some aspect. But at the same time, like, she created him. He came out of her vagina. So it's like, I get the pride. Because I've heard her before in interviews, and she just sounds like a proud football mom from Tyler, Texas. So I don't really hate on her that much. But Jackson Mahomes, entitlement with no talent and no redeeming values.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that Westchase Printing is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my word, though I would not lie to you. Posters, business card, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up, trust me. They will hook you up. And here's the thing. If you would have gone to WestchasePrinting.com without hearing about this, trust me, he would have hooked you up. Because Tone's that type of dude. You see that banner that I have whenever I'm taking a picture in the Hoppy TV and Hoppy Hour headquarters in my apartment? You see that banner I put up? Yeah. West Chase Printing made that. Are you listening? Because you met me at the morning show boot camp and I passed out my business cards? Yeah. West Chase Printing made that. So I'm saying, if you would have gone to westchaseprinting.com, they were going to hook you up anyway with an amazing deal. Oh my God, I got some breaking news for you. When you name drop me, it actually works out.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning.
Who?
Like a dairy cow.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah! It's that time of the year where champions are made. And players play so good that they can't even win because their defense can't do shit. Oh, man. Part two of my NFL rant. There's so much to talk about. So let me finish up with my point about the Buffalo Bills. I just hit the post, bitch. Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. Josh Allen, I know you were trying to be a good guy. You're like, I'm all in on Bills Mafia. I'm all in on the city of Buffalo for some reason. I don't know why, but I'm all in, bro. You got to get the hell out of Buffalo, man. You can't be there. You are never going to win. There are some cultures that just never win. In the NFL, the Detroit Lions, San Diego, now LA Chargers. That's how irrelevant the Chargers are. I forget they're in LA. I'm like, oh, the Chargers are on. Let's watch some San Diego football. Never mind. Here's the thing. Josh Allen needs to go somewhere else. Because the NFL, some of these players try to be loyal to these teams forever. It's not like the NBA where you're jumping to a new city every year. But Josh Allen needs to get out. He needs to get out. He will not win there. He literally had a perfect game. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes had an amazing, perfect game. But under the pressure of having to run on fourth down on that last drive before Patrick Mahomes scored, and then he scored, and then Patrick Mahomes got the 3 points, that drive that took up like 5 minutes where Tony Romo was projecting the whole time, he's like, this is a legacy moment. This is a legacy moment because every time I was in the fourth quarter, I choked. So I'm getting PTSD to the days when I left the Dallas Cowboys down. So I always have to say, this is a legacy moment. This is a legacy moment. This is, oh my... I swear to God, if you want to do a drinking game, every time Tony Romo brings up, this is a legacy moment, take a shot, you'll be drunk by 6 minutes into the fourth. This is a look. Because he's projecting, there's so much wrong with Tony Romo. I first liked it. Now it's like if Wolfman Jack was the average quarterback doing that. I'm Tony Romo. I make a lot of wild sounds. Where have I heard that before? It's a legacy moment. It's a legacy. Oh my God. That's all he was saying last night. And then Jim Nance is just like, ha, ha, ha. I'm as boring as can be, but a pretty good announcer. This is a legacy moment. This is a, we got it. But with Josh Allen, he literally had a perfect drive and he loses. He's got to get out. Bye, Buffalo. See ya. I don't know where he needs to go, but he can't be there. I'm telling you, he is too close to the Bills Mafia. He literally had the best game ever. And there's this thing, too. Everyone's hating on the overtime rules, which I get. The overtime rules are garbage. The NFL is garbage in general. We watch it because it's been born into our brain this whole time. But Gen Zs don't really care about it unless you play sports. They're on TikTok. It's not as big of a deal as it was 10, 15 years ago. It's a big deal, but it hasn't grown bigger since the last generation's growing up. And what I'm saying is, literally, it's just getting tiring watching football. Because then you have all these people, because it's always shitty whenever a team that you really like or you really want to root for loses. Like the Bills, because then you have people go, oh, well, the overtime rules suck. The overtime rules suck. Yeah, they suck, but if the Buffalo Bills would have got that toss and then scored a touchdown, I don't think anybody would have been complaining about the Bills winning. It's just Patrick Mahomes is kind of becoming the new Tom Brady with an atrocious family. Everyone's sick of seeing him all the time. But if Buffalo Bills were to get it, and then first pass, Josh Allen throws an 80-yard bomb to that court, to that wide receiver that had four touchdowns, you're not going to see one person complaining unless they're one of the white trash from Kansas City. I'm serious. I'm being dead serious here. There's nothing. It's just, there's so much wrong with the NFL, and you just kind of feel like you've been robbed of a game. You know what I mean? And then now Travis Kelce's good. Not during the regular season for my fantasy football team, but thank God he got it going in the playoffs when it really matters. Yeah. So that's my analysis so far of the Bengals and Titans. Now you got to get to the 49ers and Packers, man. This game's hilarious. I don't know why every year we think Aaron Rodgers is going to do something. I need to have a talk with you guys real quick. Oh, yeah. I am not saying that Aaron Rodgers is not an elite quarterback. I am not saying that Aaron Rodgers is not one of the 10, 15 best quarterbacks of all time. I am not saying he's not. I've seen him crush the Chicago Bears. It hurts me to my soul that I hate that team. It hurts me. But we need to have a discussion about Aaron Rodgers. When Aaron Rodgers won the Super Bowl that year, it really wasn't that hard of a playoff for him. Let me explain. He beat Jay Cutler in the NFC Championship. Let me repeat again. Jay Cutler? Oh, yeah, Jay Cutler, the guy that did nothing for Chicago? Yeah, yeah. Aaron Rodgers beat him to go to the Super Bowl in 2010. No, 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 no. That's the only time he's won. It's when he beat Jay Cutler. And then Jay Cutler got hurt and for some reason didn't want to go back in the game. So then literally you had Caleb Haney throw that interception to BJ Raji, which I could just see in my brain right now. But this is who Aaron Rodgers beat in the playoffs the year he won. Philadelphia Eagles and Michael Vick. Michael Vick throws that interception in the end zone, loses the game. He beats Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons. He beats the Chicago Bears by 7 points. He has a huge game when he played the Falcons. He beat them 48-21 with 346 yards and 3 touchdowns. And then he had 171 yards and 3 touchdowns against the Eagles. In 236 yards and no touchdowns against the Bears, and then 288 yards against Pittsburgh. Great, great. So Aaron Rodgers got the job done 12 years ago. And I know you're going to go, at least he won one. There's quarterbacks that haven't won one. Phillip Rivers choked every time it mattered. You had Matt Ryan who choked. You have great quarterbacks, Dan Marino, people that didn't win. And I get it. I get it, man. I totally get where you're coming from with your misinformed opinion. But he hasn't done anything since. So when everybody was like, oh my God, the Packers are going to literally be unbeatable, I go, why? Because he's great in the regular season and kind of chokes in the playoffs? I just want to know what people thought was going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. People confuse me. Because I'm not like a huge sports analyst. Like, I'm not going to break down the X's and O's, but I can like read the plot lines. And literally 15-year-olds were 3 years old when he last won a Super Bowl. You know what I'm like? It's been a lifetime. Oh, but he was going to do it this year. Yeah, he really seemed like he cared about being there. Oh, Aaron Rodgers is putting out good energy, bro. He's all about the universe now. And for some reason, being so anti-vax, which I'm indifferent about it. I don't really trust it, but I don't care. Put a shot in my arm to make sure my employers are happy with me. I don't give a flying fuck because I'm not a contrarian. This whole year, Aaron Rodgers has just been annoying. So I'm glad he's out. And then Jimmy Garoppolo... <sighs> 131 yards and an interception. I mean, the special teams of the Packers, it's been the unspoken thing that special teams is horrendous. So, of course, there was going to be blocked punts and a blocked field goal. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't surprised. Jimmy Garoppolo has banged girls in porn. He looks like he should be in porn. And like his acting as a quarterback is equivalent to watching a porn. Like he's very robotic. Like there's moments that Jimmy Garoppolo looks great. But man, I'm actually kind of excited for this NFC championship between Matthew Stafford, who almost choked the game against the Buccaneers. And then you have Jimmy Garoppolo, who is up and down. I am rooting for the 49ers. I hate that style of football where Matthew Stafford gets, he has done this since he played with the Lions. He gets up a big score and then chokes it. This is literally, if Matthew Stafford can win a Super Bowl this year, he will shut up every hater and go right into Canton and right into the Hall of Fame when it's all said and done. But if he chokes against the 49ers defense, which is really good, he's literally the same Matthew Stafford. That win against the Buccaneers, I'm not saying it doesn't count, but there's a little bit of an asterisk with it. And that asterisk is the Buccaneers' secondary. Now listen, I'm not coordinated, blah, blah, blah. You've heard the passive-aggressive routine I do where I talk about not being coordinated before I insult an athlete. I get it. But you're being paid millions. And you don't think that Cooper Kupp, who is the best wide receiver in the league, who almost broke the yardage amount of yards record this year for that was literally Calvin Johnson's. Like, you don't think that they're going to throw a bomb to him in the middle of the field and you're going to leave the... But that's been the Bucs secondary this whole year. It's just giving up yards. And then you see the faces. I don't even know the name of the dumb players who look up and they're like, oh my God, how did that happen? We left the whole field completely wide open for a semi-elite quarterback to throw to his really elite wide receiver. You're telling me that if we don't play any coverage, that when you throw a bomb to a really good player, that they're going to be able to get yardage to win a game when they almost choked it? Yes. 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 Every time. Yes. Yes. Every time. Ridiculous. And then... here's my thing with Brady. This whole thing he does, he did it against the Falcons. He's done it in other games. The getting down early thing caught up to him. And I'm not saying it's completely his fault, but you can't have that few of points in halftime and then always play catch up. You know what I'm saying? And then all these Buccaneer fans said this saying, which quite possibly might be the most ignorant saying of all time. Well, there's always next year. I remember when the 2008 Cubs, which had the best record in baseball and had not won the World Series in 100 years. Everyone's like, this is the 100th year anniversary of us not winning a World Series. This is going to be our year. And then they get swept and embarrassed by the Dodgers. Then they got swept in 07 too. So Lou Piniella's record was literally 0-8 in the playoffs or whatever. And my mom, who, God bless her, she's talking to the priest who is a Roman Catholic priest. So he's so cool. Trustworthy. She was talking to him afterwards, and he was a diehard Cubs fan. Everyone knew it. And this was that Sunday after they lost to the Dodgers, so everyone's kind of giving him his space. And my mom goes, sorry about your Cubs. There's always next year. And he just kind of looked like, meh. And that is how I feel about the saying, there's always next year. And I put up, life's too short, blah, blah, blah. It's dumb to say there's always next year. Something like that on my Facebook. And people got mad and it was like, it's true. I'm not trying to be morbid, but this, there's always next year. Yeah, and a meteor could hit our planet, which I honestly think we kind of deserve.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts, 2700 22nd Street North. And that is in St. Petersburg. When I tell you that Amir Academy is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I will not lie to you. I will not steer you in the wrong direction. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m., AmirAcademy.com. Tell them I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning.
Bored, bored, bored. Board, 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 board.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
That's what I do. That's all I'm good at.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Wow, 20 minutes of me talking about football, which is better than any sports radio in this town. The heart and soul. The heart and soul of the Buccaneers. It's sports radio. You have people that played the sports and know things than everybody else and know more than everybody else because I played the sports. Heaven forbid somebody else have an opinion. And that's literally every sports analyst ever when they talk to the journalist or talk to the person that works in the radio. I don't know anything about sports. I played sports 4 decades ago, so I am the authority on all things being manly. And you, my dear. You, my friend. Because you didn't play sports. Heaven forbid you have an opinion. I played sports. I have to name drop to everybody that I played sports. I ain't talking about anybody. I ain't throwing any shots. I ain't trying to piss anybody off.
Bella Hadid has taken Dry January to the next level.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
The supermodel revealed she stopped drinking 6 months ago.
She probably quit drinking because she's a supermodel. She's putting on a little bit of a tire iron gut. And they're like, get that out of here if you want to be walking down the aisle.
After reevaluating her relationship with alcohol, telling InStyle magazine that after having done her, quote, fair share of partaking in adult beverages,
yeah,
years, she realized that she's better off abstaining, saying in part, quote, I loved alcohol and it got to the point where I even started to, you know, cancel nights out that I felt like I wouldn't be able to control myself.
Sounds like you're a little self-conscious. I can relate. I had that problem in Cleveland. Did you know I worked in Cleveland radio? I try to suppress it because it's kind of similar to a girl having a sex tape and she's trying to pretend like it never happened.
The 25-year-old went on to explain that she wanted to prevent situations she'd not only regret later, but also wouldn't have been worth it in the long run anyway.
Ah, whatever. I wonder who she's woken up next to in the morning, and he's like, oh my God, feels so attractive being Bill. And she's like, oh my God, I had sex with you? Which is how I'd feel if I was Rich Paul.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sure Adele is so lovely to be around. And I would say that if she was any gender, she is insufferable.
Hi. Oh my gosh. Hi. Wait, I'm so sorry. How are you?
What are you sorry about?
This is a shock. Oh my God.
Hello. Adele knows how to make the most of a disappointing situation.
By leaving everybody alone and leaving the room?
The music superstar tearfully announced she was postponing her Las Vegas residency earlier.
I'm losing a lot of money. And I can't keep relying on my aging boyfriend forever, who totally doesn't bang any NBA side chicks since he's in the NBA culture.
This week, just one day before the first show was set to launch.
Yeah.
Many ticket holders were bummed when they found out the news, but a lucky few got a consolation prize that may be even better than the concert itself.
One of the CDs that nobody bought at Target? Did you guys see that? I don't know if my local Target had it during the Christmas season. I don't know if you saw it. They had a display case, and you like could get an Adele CD because it's 2006, I guess. People buy CDs. Not one person bought any of them. It was like all the way full, and I was like, yeah, I don't know why you're making CDs. Please give me a DVD of the behind the scenes of her being pretentious.
With fans who had already traveled to Vegas for opening night.
Yeah.
And one would-be concert-goer, Dominic Crisanino, shared an epic Instagram clip of his chat with the Easy on Me singer, who he told Access Hollywood was, quote, so gracious.
They showed Rich Paul, her boyfriend, on the FaceTime, and he totally doesn't look like he was doing other things. I'm pretending to make it seem like I'm trying to do something for Ben Simmons' career because he's a little bitch, but I'm really talking to the side chick that banged Tristan Thompson last week.
And extremely kind during their conversation.
I don't care. So she's FaceTiming people. Oh, it's the same thing. Seeing you live or FaceTiming. Please, I want to be FaceTimed by Adele.
I couldn't be happier for her.
Christina Aguilera speaks out on the end of Britney Spears' conservatorship with a message of support.
What? Britney Spears is all mad that Christina Aguilera and her genie in the bottle hadn't responded yet. What is she going to say? Well, we'll find out.
Christina carefully touches on the subject during an interview.
Yeah, carefully, because she doesn't want to speak on it. And Britney was like, why aren't you speaking on it?
With the Enrique Santos Show.
Have you spoken a lot to her? Have you given her any advice? Mm. Share any of that with us?
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to. I would always be open.
But what is this connection? They're not related. They're not even the same singers. Like, Britney's innocent sexual, but Christina Aguilera's like gangbang sexual. Like, she's a dirty girl. They're not even in like the same realm of pop music. I don't know why everyone's like, we must get the official statement from Christina Aguilera. I mean, hit up Blue Cantrell. I'm really proud of that joke. Get her. Her song with Hit 'Em Up Style. Never mind.
Could you share any of that with us?
Let's get the party started with Pink.
I would love to. I would always be open to that. It's a subject that I definitely want to be careful of because I'd never want to speak out of term about.
Yeah, she doesn't know anything because she doesn't care because that's not her life. That's not her life. And the media is like, we need Christina Aguilera's official statement on someone she doesn't know that much about.
Yeah. Somebody that I have so much respect and admiration for. But
not in the 2000s. Back then, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears. Let me load up the sound effect. This was them years ago. Nothing more, nothing less than a good old cat fight. Who's going to get more record sales? Who's going to get Justin first before he completely goes on the Star and Buckwild morning show and makes Britney look like a whore, even though when he has sex, it's cool? It's called a double standard. Cat fight. And then Michelle Branch casually joins the fight and is like, can I be relevant? I was really good, but for some reason fell off because I went to a bad record label. Can I be a part of the cat fight? Or am I don't want to play that because I have a cat that attacks people and I don't want him to attack me because I'm playing sounds of a cat attacking people or attacking another cat. No. I'm being serious. I have a cat that if you really piss him off, he'll attack you and I can't play that. One time we played a mating call for my cat. It was off of TikTok. It was like the mating. And it literally sounded like the Kim Kardashian sex tape.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Happy hour. Happy hour.
What are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt. You make me sick, you big baby.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Meatloaf's widow, Deborah Day, is speaking out following the shocking death of the famous rock star.
Yeah.
She told people in a statement just days after his passing, quote, "The grief I feel over the loss of my husband is gut-wrenching. I was lying close to Michael when he took his last breath, and my sadness is beyond words." The I Would Do Anything for Love singer passed away on January 20th, and his wife of nearly 15 years is opening up about her heartbreak to the publication, sharing, quote, "For me, it was always about him. From the day we met, he was my world, and I loved him. There wasn't a day that went by that we didn't tell each other how much we loved them. Not a day that we didn't hug each other."
Now we're going to go from a real true love relationship to one that's for just pure attention.
Well, you're also looking very good. I don't know if you are aware of how good the internet thinks you look.
Oh my God, Lauren Zima, why don't you bang him already? You look really good.
Well, you're all-
When I was a teenager, I loved you as Daredevil.
Well, you're all-
No one did.
Also looking very good. I don't know if you are aware of how good the internet thinks you look. It's like all everyone's talking about lately.
I think you might be.
No, I'm not. Well, I'm really not, Ben.
Ben's like, give me vodka. I feel socially awkward because I want to bang her.
Is it the J-Lo glow? Like, how much happiness is she bringing into your life? Because you're looking good, man.
Is it the-
A lot of attention.
Corduroy? Is that what you like? You're big on the corduroy? Because I wasn't sure about corduroy. They told me it's fall.
God, he seems like such an asshole.
That right there is Ben Affleck playing coy about...
Yeah, I think we know who Ben Affleck is. I think I've heard of him.
His rekindled romance with Jennifer Lopez.
More like their midlife crisis.
I'm thrilled.
In fact, things seem to be going so well for Bennifer that a sort...
Why? Because we have a few pictures of them... Posing? Oh, we have the complete inside info on everything going on in the house. We're like a fly in the house, you know what I'm saying?
First tells E.T. they're madly in love and will eventually get engaged.
Oh, that's going to drive A-Rod nuts.
The source tells E.T. their families get along well, saying things between their children are pretty organic at this point.
Yeah.
Families respect each other and also get along. So things are all good and...
I don't care. 856-49-HOPPY. Oh, Carson Daly, give me the news.
Next up, James Bond, Uncle Al. Here we go. Now that Daniel Craig has wrapped up his run as 007 in No Time to Die.
Thank God, Daniel Craig was the worst.
Hunt is on for the next James.
Oh, I'm a pretentious asshole. That's what James Bond is, though.
James Bond on a recent episode of Deadline's Crew Call podcast.
Yeah.
Producer Barbara Broccoli revealing that fan favorite contender Idris Elba might be in the running for the iconic role. When asked if there have been any conversations with Idris about taking the part, she said,
well, anything but Daniel Craig. Idris Elba will knock it out of the park. He's one of my friends with. Okay, quit playing. I'm trying to talk here, even though I'm the one to press the button. Idris Elba is legitimately one of my favorite actors.
Been any conversations with Idris about taking the part? She said, well, I'm friends with him, and he's a magnificent actor.
Oh, that's the inside info. You talk to someone who is friends with him. Oh, it's a real breaking info. The real breaking news.
It's been part of the conversation, but it's always difficult to have that conversation when you have someone in the seat.
Oh, man. Not really. So you're saying, like, NFL teams can't have the conversation of what's in their future? Oh, we got someone here. We can't talk about what we're going to do in the future. That's her lying.
She goes on to say that after audiences have had a little more time to see Daniel Craig's last performance.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be so great. The way he's as boring as eating a saltine cracker.
They'll start working on filling that role.
He only seemed good because he was... Nah, I was going to say had the best action scenes, but Pierce Brosnan, he was so cheesy. But Mando was not a bad James Bond. The best, though, is definitely Sean Connery. Or who was that dude that did like one or two James Bonds? Let me look up actors. Because I saw like all of them growing up, and I don't ever need to see him again. Well, there was Roger Daltrey. I don't even know what that means. Roger Moore. Who played, and he was okay. Sean Connery was obviously the best. Pierce Brosnan was just very 90s in action. Like, anybody who lives in the 90s and lives in the past will go, Pierce Brosnan was the best. Pierce Brosnan was the best. But Sean Connery was the best. But the one that no one really talks about because he wasn't good was Timothy Dalton. That was the one I was looking for.
I've said it since 1978. Idris Elba
please
needs to be the next 007. Period.
No worries.
Not even close. Yeah.
God, Carson Daly got fat. Maybe I'm just projecting.
Let's have the conversation. Let's go.
We've been saying this forever.
Yeah.
Come on.
We're ready.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. We're totally listening to the opinions of Carson Daly. Forget about our own original opinion. We must hear from Carson Daly.
No! Happy Hot Topic.
Paris Hilton's wedding was one of the year's most exclusive events.
Oh, yeah. Totally fun party.
She told us all about married life, plans for kids, and whether her man was a groomzilla.
No, he was just like, groomzilla? Dude, just want to get it over with. I want to bang. Oh, I really, as a heterosexual male with no style and no coordination of colors at all, I really care about how the party is decorated. And I'm not trying to be sexist. I'm not saying it's just bridezillas, but dudes are more nervous.
events. She told us all about married life, plans for kids, and whether her man was a groomzilla.
Let's find out.
Congratulations on literally everything, but
like making a bad sex tape.
The biggest thing, finding love with that.
Took you long enough. I'm 40 now. Gotta lay down. Been doing it all this time, but had no real commitment. So now I want to get laid down and get locked down until we get divorced in 6 years.
Cute, handsome husband of yours.
I couldn't be happier here.
Oh, yeah, he sounds so genuine. I couldn't be happier. Because getting married made me finally relevant. Because Kim Kardashian and her big ass took my attention.
It's just everything to me. What do you
remember when she was hateable? Yeah, times have not changed.
What are you going to do when he's like walking down the aisle? One of these.
Yeah, you got a reality show for getting married. Whoa! I love when people get married, or I love when people have kids, especially if it's young in life, and they're like, I know more than you because I had the most basic human interaction ever, having sex, which is what every living thing can do, essentially. And because I had a kid, or I knocked up a woman, I know more than you about life, or because now I'm married and shut up. We're all going into the same ground. Shut the fuck up. I don't care.
Okay, and now on to some news about The Weeknd and Justin Bieber. And no, it is not the Canadian collab we...
Oh, I thought they finally had a train.
...we have been waiting for. Choo-choo! The Dawn FM star has overtaken the piece.
Dawn FM was awful, by the way. I'm indifferent about The Weeknd. I think he's a complete ripoff of Prince. But you could say that I was a ripoff of the Grease Man, minus being racist and... This is the Grease Man, or like Opie and Anthony, or Howard, or Mancow. Like, I have obviously influences, but what I'm saying to you is like Prince is so much like, or The Weeknd is so much like Prince, that it's like, come on, man. But some of his songs you can get down to or whatever. But here's the thing: this latest music he put on, I almost said CD. I don't know why. So I was laying down and I was listening to it. I'm like, I'm really going to get into it because Jim Carrey doing the Dawn FM thing was really cool. But the problem with The Weeknd's music was every song sounded the same. So let's say the whole album was 58 minutes of music. It sounded like one 58-minute song. Like every song, when it would skip to the next song, there was nothing exciting. Like you can say what you want about Donda with Kanye West or that horrible thing that was called Drake literally remixing and literally taking every song ever and sampling it, that latest music he put out. I'm too sexy. I'm going to hit up Millie Bobby Brown when she's 18, even though I did when she was 12. What I'm saying is literally Drake and Kanye West, literally their music, even if it was awful, when a new song came on, your ears were like, oh, something new's on. Literally when I was listening to Dawn FM with The Weeknd, it was like every song sounded the same.
Each singer as the artist with the most listeners on Spotify. The Weeknd broke the record on Saturday with 85.66 million monthly listeners, while Justin previously held the record with...
Yeah, you know, Bieber doesn't like that.
...close to 84 million monthly.
I take Bieber over The Weeknd any day. His songs sound more different.
...listeners.
Beauty and the Beast!
This big win also comes after the Blinding Lights singer dropped his fifth studio album earlier this month.
Make better music.
And held a...
I know you need my approval. Have you seen that video of him like being like a open mic singer on the in like downtown Toronto like maybe 12 years ago? It's crazy.
A unique sonic experience via 103.5 Dawn FM.
I don't care anymore. 856-49 Hoppy!
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Modern Family stars Aubrey Anderson Emmons and Jesse Tyler Ferguson just reunited for a father-daughter date night. And let's just say fans are so here for it. Let's get into it.
It's weird because, like, literally the daughter from Modern Family is one of the most known babies of the 2010s, playing Lily on Modern Family, which the first year... First 4 years were hilarious, but the first year's Lily is not the same as the other years. I'm pretty sure about that. I don't know why I said that with such certainty, but I'm pretty sure that's the case. And imagine like being a famous baby and a famous toddler on Modern Family. And then like once you grew up, I think the later seasons had a few years of her being grown up. But, like, imagine you're walking around and no one's like, oh, you're on Modern Family. But, like, Eric Stone Street and Jesse Ferguson and Julie, whatever her name is, and the guy that played Phil. And everyone knows who they are. Or Manny. Which, Manny was hilarious when he was, like, when he was, like, preteen. But once he got all teen, I was like, ugh, you're not funny.
ABC's hit sitcom Modern Family might have come to an end after blessing us with 11 hilarious seasons.
More like five.
But it looks like its cast members are still keeping the family.
Oh, that's good. And they're all getting along. I don't care. Modern Family, the first 4 years, I feel like Modern Family really broke the mold about like showing gay families on TV, which I loved. Because like a lot of Roman Catholic people, like my dad, who was against gay marriage, kind of, sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up, Father, 8 years later. But literally, he loved Modern Family. And I think it made him not get gay marriage, but it made him less homophobic. So I think it did a lot of good on TV. But man, that was on too long and it got too woke. It just got not funny anymore. Like when there was an episode with clowns with Cam, I remember I loved that. Oh, it was such a good explanation of the show. But you know what drove me nuts was everybody thought, I think there was a scene where Cam and Mitchell kissed and everybody was like, that's the first gay kiss on TV. You're not going to talk about Gus and Wally, the old couple on Mission Hill, when they kissed in the elevator? Look that up.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your entertainment news roundup.
And while you're at it, just binge watch Mission Hill on YouTube. Best show ever.
Starting today off with some positive news regarding Tori.
Penis, 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 penis. Bing bong. It's inside jokes from Mission Hill.
Tori Spelling and her husband, Dean McDermott. Recall last summer, Tori
Spelling and Dean McDermott just look like a toxic douchebag couple. Which they were.
Tori revealed that she and Dean hadn't been sleeping in the same bed, and Dean confessed.
That's always the bad sign, man.
To his infidelity the following year. Rumors have been swirling that the couple were splitting up, but now we are here to put those rumors to bed.
Ah, man.
A few sources close to the pair told Hollywood Life exclusively that Tori and Dean are working things out for the sake of their kids.
That's how it always is. That is how it always is with the rich and elite. I don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of the rich and elite.
Julia Fox and Kanye West are
not together for clout.
Are taking Paris Fashion Week by storm.
Oh yeah, we're going to wear crazy outfits. That's such a fashion statement. We're edgy. We wore ugly clothing. Give us a round of applause. We're really fashionistas. We wore really fucking ugly clothing that anybody would be made fun of in high school because Kanye West and the no-name Julia Fox did it. Oh yeah, they're real inspirational.
Shut up!
The couple coordinated their fashion once again in head-to-toe black leather outfits for the Shea Pirelli Haute Couture 2020.
I'm going to go on a limb here. And this is not a... when I say this, I am not implying that it's good or bad, but I kind of get the feeling that Kanye likes being pegged and likes being whipped. I just kind of get the feeling that Julia Fox is just going at it. And Kanye's like, I'm going to reenact what their sex sounds like. We're going to do this here. The Grease Man. Probably should quit saying that I'm like him. I listen to him. I like him. I don't. Never mind. All right. We got this here. I ain't saying she's a gold digger.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
This is my career. Because I don't know football or sports. I didn't play it. Stay in your lane. This following segment was brought to you by, I'm not being passive aggressive, was brought to you by Rich Kaylee, Master Barbershop. At RichKBarber.com, over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard. When I tell you that Rich Kaylee is the best barber in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my word. I would not lie to you. I would not stare you in the wrong direction. But you got to sign up for an appointment online, man. You can't just walk in there and be like, hey, Rich, how's it going? Can I get a haircut? No. That's not how it works, my friend. RichKBarber.com. sign up for appointment ahead of time. And then if you want an appointment sooner, just join the waiting list, and I'm telling you, it'll happen. You will be able to manifest it. But you got to go to richkbarber.com. And man, when you sit down in that seat, just say, can you tell me about Ryan Hoppy? And he'll tell you everything. I've told him the dirty secrets.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meat wad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey. I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You hear that sound? If you're listening anywhere but Florida, you know about this sound. If you're listening in Cleveland or Rochester, New York, or Louisville, Kentucky, Huntington, West Virginia, I'm trying to think of all the cities I get listened in, Cincinnati, Dayton, Ohio, Chicago. You know about this sound, man. It's the sound of the cold weather. Of that snowstorm wind coming at you. It's 5 degrees out. So my dad did a good thing in the moment. I hated it back then, but now I appreciate it. He made me walk to the bus stop when it was really cold out, like 5 degrees. Oh, but Florida, it's down to 39, even 28 for about 3 days. And I get if you're from here that you're going to find it cold, but it's a mindset. So just be grateful. Now, when it's dreary and cloudy out, I can't defend it. That's pretty depressing. I feel like I'm in Cleveland again. It's time for the shizzy. But what I'm saying is this. I'm saying it's a mindset that Cleveland needs to have. And not Cleveland. Oh, I'm getting so worked up that I need to rewind this real quick. It's a mindset that Florida has where you just go, this sucks right now, it's cold, but it's going to get better. Because Florida literally, people in Florida, especially Floridians, go, oh my God, it's so hot out. Oh my God, it's so hot out. It's just, I'm sweating. I'm getting swamp ass. I'm getting sweaty boobs. It's terrible. It's terrible. But then when it gets colder out, people go, I want it to be hot again. I want it to be hot. We do this every year. Every year. It's Prince William saying, don't give my wife any ideas as she holds more kids. No, you got to worry about Prince Andrew. You don't want him around. Can I adopt the kids? Can I babysit them? No!
Prince William is a father of three.
Oh, that's cool, man.
And he may want to keep it that way.
Yeah. Okay, it's just him saying, you can't take the baby with you. Look at us. We're being relatable on camera. When we're off camera, we're known to be complete assholes and see you next Tuesdays with bad dental teeth. But, oh yeah, when the camera's on. Everybody come hang out with us. And don't talk about Prince Andrew or we'll walk away and make you sign an NDA that you had a social interaction with us. God, I hate the royal family. I hate them so much.
It's an epic meltdown in a smoothie store as a dad.
Sounds about right.
Claims he was given a drink with peanuts in it when his son has a peanut allergy.
Oops. I don't know. It's not like we're understaffed in this country, asshole.
Things escalate and the dad even hurls a smoothie at the workers.
You're so tough, bro. The way you got your gray hair, but you can tell you kind of like diet a little bit. Oh, you're so cool.
They call 911. Stephen Fabian is at the smoothie store with the latest.
Oh, thank God. We got the inside info from the smoothie store. Oh, thank God.
It's the customer tirade that's making national headlines.
Yeah.
He's in such a rage, he throws his smoothie at a teenager working behind the counter.
I love how they added the word teenager. I'm not saying, they're just trying to make it even worse, which it is, but I love how he goes, teenager, like he's making an emphasis.
He throws his smoothie at a teenager working behind the counter.
It's funny how one decision changed the mood. Everyone's like, oh, we're dealing with a real Keith. But then all of a sudden it goes, oh my God, you got Chad energy, you small dick asshole. I'm calling the cops.
He's in such a rage, he throws his smoothie at a teenager working behind the counter.
I'm calling the police.
It didn't stop there.
Okay, good for you, bye.
So why did he get so upset over a smoothie?
The customer claims when he ordered the smoothie, he told the staff that his son is allergic to peanuts, but...
So then just get a new one!
He says when his son drank the smoothie at home, he had a life-threatening allergic reaction.
Father of the year!
911 was called, and he had to be rushed to the hospital.
Some would say at least he's present, but... Trust me, it might be better with a father that's not present than having a father that goes, I'm going to make a scene in a smoothie shop. Oh, you sound like a douche.
My son's had an allergic reaction. We gave him the EpiPen.
I want to speak to the person who made this drink.
Oh, wow. Oops, I accidentally put in peanut butter. Sorry.
The video was shot when the customer drove back to the Robeck smoothie shop in Fairfield, Connecticut to complain.
It would happen in Connecticut. It's cold there. It's cloudy.
Ignorant high school kids.
Okay, bye.
Ignorant high school kids? You're an ignorant father. You make all men look bad.
That's when he throws...
I'm overcompensating. I'm so angry because I have a wife that I don't love that cheats on me with younger fitness trainers.
The drink. He also...
Alrighty, so we're repeating ourselves, which I always do.
Really went on behind the walls of the famous Playboy Mansion.
A lot of bad things.
Hugh Hefner, who died 4 years ago, and his empire are the target of a 10-part documentary.
I love how... I know the Playboy Mansion was creepy. I know it was bad. Blah, 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 blah. But I love how this documentary only comes out when he's dead. Just saying.
On A&E.
You wait for the guy who is pretty much a good wordsmith and a very smart market man. You wait for him to be dead so he can't defend himself. And I'm not saying that he would have had a good defense. I'm just saying.
Premiering tonight.
Yeah.
The documentary alleges that the Playboy Mansion was rampant with wild drug use and sexual assaults. Alexandra Dean interviewed more than 100 women for the documentary.
Okay. 856. I'll be sure to watch it. 49 Hoppy.
Peloton is left.
Let me rewind this. What's going on with Peloton? Middle class people are finally realizing they're overcompensating assholes because they need to be told what to do by going on a bike or going on a treadmill, rather.
Peloton is left spinning from yet another PR disaster. This time, a character on the popular Showtime series Billions suffers a heart attack during a Peloton workout.
Why would that be bad PR? It's a fictional show. Wasn't like... That's not bad PR, it's fiction.
Sir, you're having a heart attack. We're here to just get you...
I'm doing a Peloton class.
Sound familiar? Just last month, on the Sex and the City reboot, Mr. Big died of...
Okay, so they're...
A heart attack following a vigorous Peloton workout.
Okay, but the fictional shows are doing it. It's not... That acting, terrible.
And just like that, Peloton stock dropped 11%.
Because of a fictional TV show. It's not real.
At least on Billions, the character survives.
It's a small...
Oh, whatever. There's a reason why Joe Biden doesn't go near those. I'm just saying.
Happy hour.
Happy hour, we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment, what do we have left, man? I think I went through all of them. Let me check here. All right. We did Fitz H Fitness at FitzHFitness.com. We did Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. Did Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. Pay me. They did RichKBarber.com and WestChasePrinting.com. Okay. You can listen to Happy Hour because the show's over with on Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Google Music, Amazon Music. Jeff Bezos loves it. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey. I always forget that one. Deezer, Jesus of Honor, however you say it. We're pretty big in India. And Mixcloud by searching Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, at Ryan Hoppy Radio on Instagram. Like the Hoppy Hour page on Facebook for some reason, even though the algorithms hide everything. Add me on Facebook by searching Ryan Hoppy. RyanHoppyRadio.com, RyanHoppyRadio at gmail.com. My Snapchat is Hoppy Radio. You can leave me a voicemail, and I'll be sure to play it on air. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Ah, man. I think that's it. Oh, quadpod.com/RyanHoppy, QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy. And, yeah. The best podcast. I feel bad because the Quad Pod Network was literally very kind to sign me to a deal and add me to their network. And I'm getting sidetracked because I was watching a trailer with Tom Holland and my girlfriend told me that her ex looked like Tom Holland. And I looked at that twat and he didn't really look like it in the second, but I was just watching a commercial with Tom Holland and I was like, man, that twat kind of looked like Tom Holland. Never mind. So what I'm saying to you is I spaced out. So go to quadpod.com, QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy, the best podcast network around. And, yeah. And also ZRadioLive.com every Thursday. You can tell I'm getting a little tired. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central at ZRadioLive.com. ZRadio Live on Odyssey and TuneIn. All right. Now, if you're looking for the future of radio, let's do the same prank calls that every morning show is doing in every other city and then wonder why we're in 12th place. What I'm saying to you is if you're looking for a genuine show that's real, Hoppy in the Morning, we are going to manifest, which would be Hoppy Hour with about 4 to 3 minute talk segments. Talk to the listeners, play a game, and that's how you do it. Play some throwback hip hop. So hit me up. This has been Hoppy Hour. Stay in your lane, bro.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now.
And like that, he's gone.